Blog Talk Radio.
Since the Lord God Almighty, the whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy, he is high, he is set apart. So we sing to him.
Yeah.
You are holy and worthy to be praised. Good morning, everyone of the Household of Faith. Welcome to the Fuse Memorial CME Worship Service under the leadership of Reverend Dante Townsend. I'm your worship leader, Minister Lisa Green, and we just welcome everyone, especially our first-time visitors and all of those of the Household of Faith. We just thank you right now that we are yet in the house of the Lord, and we are ready to praise you, Lord. We are ready to praise you because you are so holy. We just thank you right now that our worship service will follow in the manner laid out before you. We want you to praise and worship the Lord right where you are and right where we all are. We're going to lift our voices in song with Minister Annette McKinney. Then we'll have the affirmation of faith, the invocation by Reverend Patricia Johnson, the Old Testament reading by Reverend Rosalind Thomas, the announcements by Pastor Dante, and we will have the highlighting of our Black History Moments by Sister Patty Campbell. Minister Annette, let's worship the Lord.
Praise God. This is an old simple song I'm going to sing, but it has so much meaning. Jesus loves me. This I know. Oh, the Bible tells me so. Little one, to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He who died, heaven gate to open wide, he will wash away all your sins. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Yes, 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 oh yes, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible, tell me so. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. In whom do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, in Jesus Christ, his only Son, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Pontius Pilate. Oh. He was born on the third day. Please forgive me. A human error.
That's okay, honey.
Take your time.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Let us affirm our faith in the Apostles' Creed.
Thank you.
What do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the
Holy Spirit,
born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall return to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. O Lord, the Father of Jesus Christ, we are thankful and grateful for the privilege to call upon your holy and righteous name. We confess that we are not worthy of all of your goodness, for we have sinned, thinking, willing, and acting evil in your sight. But you have permitted us one more chance to pray. Forgive us for all our sins. Wash us and make us clean through the blood of your darling Son, Jesus. And Lord, please come now and be here with us. Make us consciousness of your presence and let us rejoice in it. In the name of the Christ we pray. Amen.
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 Good morning, saints. I will be reading the scripture from the Old Testament this morning, Psalms 55, verses 16 through 19. When you have it, say amen. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old. Salah, because they have no changes. Therefore, they fear not God, the word of God for the people of God. God bless you this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good morning to you all. It is a blessing to be here. Amen. If you can't tell, I am smiling because I am full of joy. I am happy. I am elated. I am excited as what God is doing in our lives. And I'm here to let somebody know that if you have not experienced the goodness of God, just hold on a little while longer. Amen. If you are at that point in your life where you are hanging on by a rope, amen, I dare you to tie a knot and just hang just a little longer. Just watch what God is going to do. God has a blessing with your name on it, amen. And because he has a blessing with your name on it, I'm here to let somebody know today, just be a little patient and watch what God will do. Amen. It's not my time to preach, amen, but I'm just wanting to just give you a few announcements for this week, amen. Our church conference will be this Monday tomorrow, amen, at 7 p.m., amen. So all officers, please be prepared to join us for our church conference. So officers, all lay, Please join us. Amen. This is an important meeting. I need you all to please be present. Amen. We probably will only go for about an hour, not even an hour. And if it is an hour, amen, it'll be okay. But please join us for this church conference. Amen. Also on Tuesdays, every Tuesday, Brother Robert Johnson and the Stewarts are at the church to collect your tithes and your offerings. Amen. Please help us in keeping our church together. Amen. Though we are not in the building, the church does not run on air alone. Amen. And we have bills that are due and bills that have to be paid. And thus we need our tithes and our offerings from the members to help keep our building running smooth. Amen. If you need him to pick up your tithes, please contact him Monday night or early Tuesday morning, and he will come by and pick them up. Amen. He's available to assist and help when needed. Amen.
Amen.
Also coming this Wednesday, we will have our Ash Wednesday virtual service on our teleconference line. That number is area code 605-472-5277. Again, it is 605-472-5277. Our access code is 684-223-pound. Again, it is 684-223-pound. Come and join us for our virtual Ash Wednesday service. The stewardess and myself, we will be at the church later on today, compiling all of the ashes and getting everything together. You can come and pick up your ashes at the church, and or please contact Reverend Rosalind or Sister Patty if you need any assistance. And while you're there, please pick up your ashes for those in your family or some friends who may be a part of it. You know, please invite everybody to be a part of this Ash Wednesday service, amen, because I know that it's going to be a blessing to all of us, amen. So come out, get your ashes, amen. Let's support this endeavor. Let's support our church. And listen, we gotta continue to support God, because we ask God to support us. Amen. We ask God to bless us all the time when we praying and we wake up in the morning. So God is saying, where are my people? I need my people to bless me as well. Amen. And that's going out, telling somebody about the word, participating in church services. All you do, amen, for the church is in support of the Holy of Holies. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Amen. I give out a blessing to each and every one of you. I pray that God is continuing to show up in your life. Amen. These are the announcements for this week. Let us govern ourselves accordingly. God bless you. God bless you. And may God keep you. We shall now have our Black History moment from Sister Patty Campbell.
Good morning, Reverend, and my church family and all those in radio land. I'd like to talk about Huey Percy Newton today. Huey Percy Newton, who was the co-founder of the Black Panther Party. He was born on February 17th in 1942 in Monroe, Louisiana. He attended Mary College in Oakland, where he received a Bachelor's of Arts in Social Science in 1965. He also attended the University of San Francisco Law School. The University of California at Santa Cruz, he received a PhD in Social Philosophy in 1960. His dissertation was entitled War Against the Panthers, A Study of Repression in America. He co-founded with Bobby Seale the Black Panther Party in Oakland in 1966. Following the doctrines of Malcolm X, Mel T. Stone, and W.E.B. Du Bois, he sought racial equality in areas of education, employment, housing, the exemption of African-American men from the Vietnam War, the end of police brutality, and to secure the African-American community against oppression. He served as the Black Panther's Minister of Defense and Chief Theriosian from 1966 through 1969. But while patrolling the Oakland streets with a gun, which at that time in the state of California was legal, he was assaulted by the Oakland police officers, resulting in the death of one of the officers. Newton was arrested for first-degree murder. The polarization of the U.S., the initiation of a free Huey movement, a dramatic increase in the party membership across the U.S., with chapters in 45 cities, and the overturning of his conviction of the California State Supreme Court. He emerged from prison as the leader of the paramilitary organization, where they developed a nationwide children's breakfast program, an accredited grammar school, a voter registration campaign, and free health clinics for the African-American community. He led the PBB through the decline of the organization, due mainly to an all-out national campaign by the FBI to disrupt the party. He was exiled to Cuba from 1974 to 1977. He died on August 22nd, 1969 in Oakland, California. Huey Newton, real history. But today, on February 27th, just think, the first African-American YMCA was organized in Washington, D.C. Some Alexander Lewis. She was a prominent African-American historian. She was born in New Orleans, Louisiana. Just think, Charlene Hunter Goss of the University of Georgia's first African-American student, and she is an Emmy Award-winning journalist. She was born. Debbie Thomas became the first African-American to win a medal at the Winter Olympics. Just think, today, on the 27th, you can sit down and tell your children that in your lifetime that you saw the first black woman vice president, Kamala Harris. You saw the first nomination of the first black woman, Kalonji, to the Supreme Court. Today it is Black History. Remember, they said we only could get a month, but a month is just not long enough. We have 365 days of justifiable history. I beseech you, I pray for you, I ask you as a fellow black American to sit with your children, talk to your neighbors, and remind them that we are black and we are proud. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Patty. Amen. True blessing. Amen.
Amen. And now we'll have a song from Brother Tony Spencer. And then the next voice that you'll hear will be that of our own Minister Kyle Garrett.
Good morning. God bless everyone this morning. When you're troubled and despondent, just don't know which way to go, let the hand of Jesus lead you, and the way to you he'll show. Call his name late in the midnight. Call his name late in the day. Call Jesus, the Heavenly Father. He satisfies. Just Jesus, just Jesus, wind, your burden, his name relieves us. Though dark clouds may rise, his name drives tears from our eyes. Call, oh Jesus, the heavenly Father, he satisfies. O Lamb of God, come in this land of strife and woe. I am pleading for your mercy and your spirit you give, I know. When I'm pressing the high mark of calling, sometimes rising, sometimes falling, I want Jesus, the Heavenly Father, to lead the way. Oh, just Jesus, just Jesus, when your burden, his name relieves us. Though dark clouds may rise, his name drives tears from my eyes. Call Jesus, the Heavenly Father, he satisfies. Oh, just Jesus, call your name, just Jesus. When your burden, his name relieves us. Though dark clouds may rise, his name drives tears from eyes. Call Jesus, the Heavenly Father, he satisfies. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us give all praise, glory, all honor, all praise to one true God, the one Savior, Jesus Christ, and his Father, Almighty Yahweh, the Creator, the Sustainer of all matter, all life. All glory and all praise to him. I'm so humbled and I'm so privileged to be able to give a word to the HubNet Radio Network, to Fuse Memorial, to all of the body of Christ. I ask that you stand with me and that you pray with me as I go forth to bring this message that comes from the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father and our Savior, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, I ask that you separate me from the flesh and that you renew the spirit within me through your will. It be done, that your people will hear what you have to say. Speak, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. I promise that I will not be before you long. I want to thank Reverend Townsend for allowing me for another opportunity to be able to speak. But let me start by going to the scripture that was read during this morning. And it's from Psalm, the book of Psalms, chapter 55, verses 16 through 19. And I'll also read verses 22 to 23. But I'll be reading from the Message Bible. And it reads as follows. I call to God that will help me. At dusk, dawn, and noon, I sigh, deep sighs. He hears, he rescues. My life is well and whole, secure in the middle of danger, even while thousands are lined up against me. God hears it all. And from his judge's bench, puts them in their place. But set in their ways, they won't change. They pay him no mind. Verses 22 to 23 states, pile your troubles on God's shoulders. He'll carry your load. He'll help you out. He'll never let good people topple into ruin. But you, God, will throw the others into a muddy bog. Cut the lifespan of assassins and traitors in half. And I trust in you. May God already add a blessing to those who hear and meditate on his most holy word. For a subject today, this Sunday, introducing the Holy Bodyguard. The Holy Bodyguard. During this week, when I was preparing and going, just prepping myself for this sermon, I looked at the calendar, glaring at my calendar, and I realized that earlier in this week, something spiritually miraculous and extraordinary was starting to shift and beginning to happen. And I'm going to be honest with you, church. I'm not really that experienced or even qualified to be called an expert in theology at this stage of my life. But there was something familiar that a date on my calendar that had kind of my mind a little bit puzzled, and I raffled with this. This Tuesday, we happened to witness a palindrome and an ambigram. And just for those who don't know the terminology, a palindrome is a numeric sequence, or basically something that can be viewed, and it's viewed the same way horizontally, left and right. And an ambigram is something that can be viewed in the same fashion vertically. But we see February 22nd, 2022, is that palindrome. And we're talking 02-22-2022. And biblically speaking, the number 2 within the Bible can represent unity, also division, the minimal requirement for a verification of witnesses, or most likely a man and a woman, although two in number, are made one in marriage. Then there is the marriage between Christ and the church. The testimonies of God are divided into two parts. You have the Old Testament and the New Testament. Then there are definitely other biblical dualities that are known. But aside from all of that, church, I find no coincidence that what happened after Tuesday, what was virally known, it is no coincidence. Something also kind of tragic struck off. We know what happened and what is all a buzz when the leader of Russia, Vladimir Putin, made a tragic decision to deploy all of his troops and the Russian Federation to invade the land of Ukraine, spiritually and physically and emotionally throughout these past 2 years, even with the pandemic. We should not forget that we are at a time of war. But even we know that God is very prevalent in times of trouble, especially in times of war. And I want to bring to your attention to this scripture and highlight a few things for you to keep in mind during this time. First thing I want to point out is that within this particular Psalm of David, in verses 16 through 19, David right here is saying, "As for me, I call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." So within the first few sentences or stanzas that David had written, he positions himself spiritually ready, calling upon God. He calls upon God, acknowledging him, the spiritual holy bodyguard. He has his faith fixed in him, knowing that God will deliver him. We know that if God protected David, if he protected Job, he will protect us. And he will also protect the people of Ukraine. I believe that. Second thing to note in the passage of Scripture, David states, "Evening and morning and at noon I will pray." Okay, so pause right here. This is where the prayer warriors, those who pray, this is just three times that David is praying, but I know most of us, when it comes to very certain things in life, we pray. And in the text, whenever we pray sometimes whenever we say grace at the dining table before we ever eat a meal. We're known to pray before we start our worship service, known as the invocation, when we ask the Holy Spirit to come and fill his presence among his people. But there are moments also at specific times in our lives when things get dicey, when your bills are nearly higher than you can usually afford to pay, when your house, when a natural disaster might have happened, maybe your basement might have been flooded, and all of your clothes got caught within the laundry room, and you find them being drowned and ruined in sewage water, or even when you might even look in the refrigerator, call it a modern-day famine, and you look in your freezer, and you look, and it appears that your food looks halfway empty. And there are times in your life when you can't come to God being formal. Sometimes in your life when you know, and I know we're still in church, amen, but I'm going to be really upfront with you.
I'm going, this is all in the spirit of love, and this is to be able to tell the truth, because God is a spirit of truth. When you're in a situation, and when you know the euphemism is like when life gives you a huge slap in the face, or even, however, when the fecal matter hits the fan, that there only leaves you with no other options except to get down on your knees and pray for a way out. And when you pray, I can probably imagine you're probably in anguish. You're probably flushed with anger, confusion. You're probably going crazy at that time, like you're losing your mind. And at that moment in time, you're acting like Kevin Hart when I remember Brother Kevin Hart when he was on stand-up, and he was like, hey, God, I know you're omnipresent, and I know you're omnipotent, and I know you see what's going on here on planet Earth, because I know you see it all within the observable universe. And if you don't mind giving your servant a little bit of assistance, in other words, Yahweh, I'm asking you to help me. If you're in Ukraine, to all the Ukrainians, to all those that are in the Orthodox faith, you see that Putin is set out to swallow up and add more land to Russia. He doesn't even see Ukraine as being a legitimate country or an independent country. The people are forced to either go in flight mode or fight mode. But no matter what you're in right now, you can rely on God to give you strength, just like I depend on God to give me strength. So if you cry at the top of your lungs like David, when he knows it, that when he's in distress, and you scream, Lord, help me, I know that he will come to your aid. But I want to also refer to you that this is a two-way conversation between a human that is finite and a God that is infinite. Listen to what God says in the text and what David acknowledges. Even while thousands are lined up against me, God hears it all. I was reminded even through Reverend Dante's last sermon, God knows. God is not ignorant. God hears it all. And from his judge's bench, puts them in their place. But set in their ways, they won't change. They pay him no mind. Now, unfortunately, I know I'm not the only one who knows this or who does this, but sometimes when you look out in the world, you want to see the best in everyone, right? And in the Bible, one of the scriptures says that in Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 44, Jesus, our Savior, Jesus, reminds us to pray for those who persecute us. He said, you have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. That was according to the old law, to the Old Testament, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But Jesus says, but I tell you, love your enemies too. Pray for those who treat you badly. So back in 2016, I'm going to be boldly about this. And probably throughout those 4 years of the U.S. administration of Trump, that was a troubling time. I prayed asking God that he would give him the change of character and build compassion within him to complete the task that was given. Unfortunately, I found that I was ignorant at the time that there are some souls, not people, we're talking about souls, who cannot change or sometimes just refuse to change and acknowledge God and acknowledge the truth, because I am reminded that God is a spirit of truth and there is no falsehood in him. And to this day, I still continuously pray for him. God never, I want to remind you, church, God never delights or takes pleasure in inflicting death and wrath upon the wicked. You can just as easily pray that God redeems a person other than that God pours a wrath out on a person. Even when it comes to Vladimir Putin, who has attempted to silence the media or journalists or those who oppose him to come out to speak out the truth. I know the people of Ukraine are angry right now, but I just want to remind you, while you're protesting, you should not become a vigilante and decide upon yourself to take vengeance into your own hands, especially against those who persecute you. Because I am reminded in Romans chapter 12, the Apostle Paul instructs us to bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. I'll even go a step further. Going back to Psalm 55, verses 22 through 23, David says, cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved, but you, O God, shall bring them down to the pit of destruction. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in you. So in closing, church, as I prepare to take my seat, God brought me here today to remind you that even when the prices of oil may go up, because we know that the country of Russia is known to be a great export of oil, I don't care. God will still supply all of our needs. Even if you happen to encounter violence in the streets and those who might even attempt to throw a Molotov cocktail at a building or two, remember what God said to Isaiah, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. When you feel like the missiles of the enemy are targeting you and have a target on your back, remember Psalms 118, verse 6, the Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Romans chapter 8, verse 15 says, the spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and that we may cry, Abba, Father. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14, but even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. Church, when I come to this close, I want to remind you, if you trust in the Lord and you cast all your cares on him, that there is no reason and no fear for why you should fear what is going on around you, because as long as you put your faith in him, you will always and forever have a holy, righteous, supernatural bodyguard. May God bless you, and may God protect you during these times. Amen.
Amen. Amen. A holy, heavenly bodyguard. What a true, true blessing, amen, to know that we have a lion standing behind us, amen. who was always there to see us through, amen, who was always there to break down the strongholds, amen. Thank you,
hallelujah,
Minister Kyle, for reminding us about our heavenly bodyguard, amen. And as we open up the door of the church, that door being the Lion of Judah, amen, Jesus the Christ, is there one here who has lived their life in fear of the unknown, of what may happen, of people, situations? You lived your life in fear. It is now time for you to have some peace. And that peace can only come from walking through the door. If that's you, and you're ready to walk through the door, and you're ready to walk to Jesus, I urge you to pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I love you. I ask that you would forgive me of my sins. Lord, I believe that you lived, that you died, and that you rose again all for me. Be the Lord of my life. I accept you as my Lord, my Savior, and my Redeemer. Use me to the best of your ability. I am yours and you are mine. In the mighty name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. If you sincerely meant that prayer within your heart, salvation belongs to you. Happy birthday. For this is the first day the rest of your life. Now, I challenge you to find a Bible-based, believing, teaching church and bless them with your presence. Support them with your tithes and your offerings. And pray with them in the spirit. And watch what God will do in your life and in the life of your church. Again, God bless you. Amen. Before our doxology and our benediction, I just want to give thanks to this HubNet online network for all that they have done for Fuse Memorial. God bless you all. We are HubNet 24/7. Amen.
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 Now for our doxology.
Amen.
God be with you. God be with you. God be with you till we meet again. God, I'd be with you. God, I'd be with you. God, be with you until we meet again. Amen.
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 Now for the benediction. To the one who keeps us falling, to the one who props us up on every leaning side, to the one wise, all-knowing, true God, may he protect you. May his love wash over you. May his strength shield you, and may he give you everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
We are.
Amen.
We are signing off. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Tis the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him.
And we cry all the time. Yes, we cry.